Our top story, partial results from Iran's presidential election are giving reformist Hassan Rouhani a major lead. Principalist Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf is trailing in second place. According to the Interior Ministry, Rouhani has won over 6 million votes. Ghalibaf is behind with over 1,800,000 votes. Next, the independent Mohsen Rezaei with over 1,500,000 and Principalist Saeed Jalili with about 1,400,000 votes. Velayati and Gharazi are placed at the bottom of the list. Over 12 million ballots have been counted so far. Should a candidate win over 50% of the vote in the first round, he will replace President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Otherwise, a runoff will be held in a week's time to determine the final winner. Under Iran's election law, the candidates' rankings are calculated on the basis of the total number of ballots cast. Well, voter turnout in Iran's presidential election has been put at 80%. Long queues of voters were seen outside polling stations across the country until late at night on election day. The Interior Ministry extended the voting time several times on Friday. Over 130,000 ballot boxes and 60,000 polling stations were set up for the elections. Iranians residing abroad also cast their ballots in over 90 countries. More than 50 million voters were eligible to cast their votes. Mr. Kamal Wazni is a political commentator with me now live from Beirut. Let's get his look into the situation here in Iran. Now, Mr. Wazni, we're hearing the figures telling us that some 80% of those who were eligible to vote have taken part in Iran's election process. How do you think the international community is observing Iran's elections?
Well, then, first I have to congratulate the Iranian people for this celebration. A true democracy, a true value, and energized people. Actually, they did their duties and they went to the polling and they voted. They voted independently, everybody equally, including the leader of the Islamic Republic. He had one vote, one man, one vote. There was no pressure whatsoever. And as we see, it's a fair election. I think, if anything, the international community have to look at Iran election and take an example how a democratic, true democratic system presents itself and try to emulate the achievement of the Iranian people. I think this is a true historical day for Iran and for the Islamic world, because the Islamic world need a fair election where the people can actually voice their and exercise their vote in a manner that we have witnessed in the Iranian election. So if the West has to say something, they have to say maybe we like short of coming close to the energy and the hard work of the Iranian, and we have to actually see how much the Iranian actually follow the comment by the Ayatollah Khamenei when he urged everybody to go and participate in this democracy. And I think they just did as he did. He was an early riser and he gave his only one vote like every other Iranian in this democratic process, which is actually probably we haven't seen something like this.
Yeah, something that's been acknowledged by everyone is that there were a huge number of people who took part in this year's election in Iran. As I said, their figures telling us 80%, but we did see, of course, in our live coverage as well, the long queues being formed, not just in Tehran, but also across the country. A lot of people were saying that the United States' pressure on Iran, the sanctions, for instance, are meant to discourage the Iranian people or pit the Iranian people against the ruling establishment. But the fact that we did see this public participation could lead to a revision of that policy. Do you think this is going to prompt the United States or its Western allies to revise their policies on Iran?
I think the hostility of the United States toward Iran hasn't started from this election or previous election. It's against the principle of the Islamic Republic. But one thing we can say for sure, that the Iranian people actually, this is a vote for the Islamic Republic to start with. and the principle of the republic and the belief in the Islamic as a way of life, and that's what people came and voted in the first place. And secondly, in my estimate, they voted and they picked a candidate to be their president or upcoming president, and maybe the hours to come probably will see who's gonna be the one who will lead the
yes.
the Iranian nation. But in the end, it's a vote of trust of the Iranian people by the Islamic Republic. And now I think the international community should respect the wish of the Iranian people. And if the American wanted to deal in a goodwill, then they have to actually start lifting these sanctions against Iran, because I think the Iranian people, they show their they like their country, and they respect
yes.
democracy, and they want to be participant in the decision making of their country.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kamel Wazni, political commentator, with us there live from Beirut with his thoughts.